let yourself become comfortable. Palms resting downwards. Eyes softly closed. And breath soft and gentle. Become fully aware of the air entering and exiting your lungs. Let your stomach be loose and soft so that your abdomen and ribcage can expand as you breathe in and lower as you breathe out. Let your breath continue to be soft and gentle throughout this meditation. Allow yourself to think about who you identify as. Fill in the blank with your name. I am. You can think about all of your achievements and accomplishments and how you identify as these things. Perhaps only every now and then, or perhaps very often. Your ego wants you to be separate, special. To your ego, your accomplishments and achievements are very important. Your ego also tries to keep you safe by causing you to fear all sorts of things in your life. Your ego is not bad, but it's not the whole story. And it certainly is not who you are at your core identity. You are so much more than your fears. You are so much more than these worldly achievements or accomplishments you've made. You are more than your name. You are an undying energy of love. This undying energy of love exists beyond the ego. When you connect to who you truly are, you are the universe, loving energy expressing itself. When you connect to this, everything else can fade away. You can look at your ego more like a small child. Just as small children get scared, so too does your ego. You know in your heart, you would never belittle a child for feeling scared. So too with your ego. You don't judge it or shame it. You can honor it. As the true energy of who you are behind the ego. You can look lovingly at it. Almost as if you are taking it by the hand and showing it a new way. Think about a message your ego has been giving you. This could be a message about comparison or a fear-based thought. Or it could even be something seemingly positive, like thinking that you are more talented than anyone else. Whatever that thought is, bring it forward from this loving perspective. Your goal here is not to judge it, not to be bothered by it, but instead to be the true energy of who you are beyond the ego, looking at it with loving eyes and saying, "Thank you." Do you feel that genuine appreciation for your ego right now? Your ego is just trying to keep you safe and protected. It's doing the best it can. And you are here to help guide it, to show it the truth. You can thank the ego for its message and let it know, as if you're holding it by the hand. Let it know the new reality. Let it know the truth. Thank you, ego, for protecting me, but this is the truth. We are loved. We are safe. We are supported. We are encouraged. We are love expressing itself. Take a moment to feel your body relaxing into that truth. Relaxing into the knowledge that you are love expressing itself. Notice how your body feels, perhaps looser, lighter. When you become the energy behind the ego, that true loving energy within you, that true loving energy all around you, that undying loving energy, ego can soften. It merely can serve as a teacher, identifying to you things that are important. But it is teamwork. You must work with it from this loving place, helping guide it and shape it, helping it understand the truth that you are in fact safe and loved, that all is working out for your highest, most loving good. Taking your ego by the hand and letting it know, you are love. We all are love. Take this feeling with you as you slowly begin to bring your awareness back to this moment, wiggling your fingers and toes, rolling your shoulders, and opening your eyes as it feels right to you.